Patient name, Braden, spelled B-R-A-E-D-E-N, last name Kirkland, K-I-R-K-L-A-N-D, date of birth 8/8/06, date of service 10/20/22. This is a 16-year-old young man. Mom brings him in today with acute onset of cough and sinus congestion. It started yesterday. He also has a runny nose, some green phlegm as well. Also, he has a history of otitis media, most recently from 2 weeks ago. He says occasionally that right side seems to bother him. He hasn't had that issue, though, in several days. Period, new paragraph. No activity intolerance, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no chest pain or shortness of breath. Review of systems was completely negative with the exception of what is mentioned above. Period, new paragraph. Allergies in the chart. Blood pressure 133 over 86, pulse 86, respiration 16, temperature 98.8, oxygenation 99%. Current medications, cyclosporin and enalapril, medical history, nephrotic syndrome, surgical history, kidney biopsy, social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking, or secondhand smoke. Labs today include a flu test. Flu test was negative. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any distress. Cooperates through the exam well today. Period, new paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, right side, otitis media is present and landmarks are not visible. Left side, cloudy, no landmarks are visible there as well. Bilateral canals are grossly clear. Oral pharyngeal area, very minimal erythema, oral mucosa, moist. There is no strawberry tongue present. Oral mucosa, moist, neck soft, no thyromegalinomasses, no lymphadenopathy, heart, positive S1, positive S2, and no murmurs, lungs clear to auscultation, abdomen soft, non-tender, remainder of exam is unremarkable. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan, otitis media on the right side and acute sinusitis. Patient will be given amoxicillin 875 BID 10 days, period, new paragraph. Cough, Bromfed DM 7.5 ml, 4 times daily PRN cough. Patient is to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, and return to clinic or call if not improving.